I'm Bob Beaupre. Colorado's always been a great state, a place big enough to hold all of our dreams, a place where everyone can enjoy liberty and opportunity. But our liberty's being jeopardized by out-of-control government, overregulation, and the government's boot on the neck of our citizens. It's time for a leader to stand up and say, enough is enough. As your governor, I'll lead by a clear set of principles. If a policy infringes on your freedom, I'll stand in opposition. If a policy preserves individual liberties, I'll defend it. That's why I'm running on Liberty's Promise, my plan to protect freedom and our constitutional rights for generations to come. Download Liberty's Promise at BobBeaupre.com and return your ballot by Tuesday, June 24th. I'm Bob Beaupre. Let's build a stronger Colorado. Paid for by Beaupre for Colorado.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and as on Fridays, we ordinarily have Andrew Skousen bringing us the summary of the world affairs brief. As the media in America is controlled. You must understand that. Six major corporations control 90% of the media, major media outlets, that as a result largely determine what the American people read, hear, see, and ultimately what they believe. If you want to verify it, we carry the book, The New Media Monopoly, The New Media Monopoly. And we have so much other information on thought control in America and who is doing it and why. Well, certainly a world affairs brief then from will give you the alternative view, the truth about what's going on. We're living in difficult times. The people who control America are using our financial and military power to control the world. Why are we concerned about what's going on over in Iraq? We're financing both the Sunnis and the Shias. We're financing both sides. Why are we so concerned about what's going on over in Syria? We're financing the people who are killing the Christians there because we've been taken over and the average individual doesn't understand. I certainly, I guess, Dr. Andrew Skousen. Andrew, why don't you bring us the information so vitally important, and hopefully people will be motivated to get involved, because we don't. We're going into a major war. We're going into a dictatorship. And freedom as we know it will soon become simply a remembrance of things past. Go right ahead, Andrew.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. I appreciate that introduction. There is, of course, a lot
going
on.
Can you speak just a little louder, please?
Yes, certainly. Well, there is a lot going on in the world this week. It's hard to call out a specific topic as the most important. You know, the rebels in Ukraine are driving around in tanks. The Iraq issue is certainly heating up a lot. Obama this week said that there would not be a return to Iraq except for Iraq is now officially a major foreign policy failure. But rather than admit as such, Obama simply tried to pass this off as a continued problem with the war on terror and tried to assuage the American public by saying the Iraqis are just going to have to work this out themselves. But that's never been true, even since the U.S. officially left Iraq. The U.S. still has major assets and thousands of people inside the world's largest embassy complex, Baghdad's Green Zone, which is also used by the U.S. to assemble and control all intelligence in the area. And that's much more than just electronics eavesdropping. I can assure you, Joel says, all this was no surprise to the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. The U.S. and its lackeys in Turkey, Qatar, and Saudi Arabia are responsible for all of the massive influx of arms and equipment to the jihadists in Syria, including ISIS, which also controls much of northern Syria. And this has allowed the well-planned civil war to go forward. The U.S. is also responsible for putting al-Maliki in power and keeping him there, despite his refusal to share any meaningful power with the Sunnis. The best summary of what has happened in Iraq over the last 2 weeks comes from the Royal United Services Institute, RUSI.org. Britain's so-called private intel service with its nearly seamless connection with MI6. They say, quote, Iraq has experienced the policies of the Maliki government having deepened ethno-sectarian differences in Iraq in the run-up to the takeover of Mosul. During this time, the Sunni Arabs, who had accepted the promises made by the U.S. on behalf of Prime Minister Maliki, began to realize that these promises were hollow. Not only were they not included in the government or security services, but their details, Joel inserts dossiers on Sunni leaders as future enemies, were now held by the security agencies of the state, and they found themselves not only marginalized by what they saw as an Iranian-backed Shia-dominated government with a sectarian agenda, but targeted as previous and perhaps future threats to the security of Maliki's regime. Joel says, the fact that Sunni leaders were targeted means that al-Maliki and Iran were planning total military dominance of the Sunnis, thus forcing Sunni insurgents to attack before they were eliminated. Continue the quote. How Mosul fell. To explain Mosul's rapid collapse needs an acknowledgement of other forces at play in addition to ISIS. Before the 10th of June, ISIS forces stood at no greater than 3,000 guerrillas spread across Syria and Iraq. Joel says, well, this can't be true. The Sunni fighting force in Iraq had to be closer to 5 to 10 times that number. This is probably MI6 disinformation point. This is probably an MI6 disinformation point excusing why they didn't sound the alarm on this threat. Continuing the quote. Yet they had made inroads into Mosul for months beforehand, leveraging taxes for protection or insurance against the future and operating a significant black economy in the city that was readily apparent to the authorities, even though they could do little about it. Sleeper cells certainly existed as well, which rose up when the military columns of ISIS attacked from their bases in Hazakah in Syria and from Anbar in Iraq. Joel inserts, these are the bases al-Maliki asked the U.S. to bomb beforehand. But this is not only an ISIS insurgency, it is a broader-based insurgency drawn from many constituencies of Sunni Arabs, all united in their enmity towards the Maliki government and those they see as a Shia regime. While ISIS quickly took control of the city and imposed its control, the military council composed of former officers from Saddam's military and the JRTN, which also has strong Ba'athist links, balanced the jihadist rhetoric of ISIS. A deal seems to have been struck between ISIS and its Ba'athist partners. Mosul emboldens ISIS. Some 200,000 U.S.-supplied soldiers belonging to the 2nd, 4th, 7th, and 12th Divisions, along with two special police organizations, all fled ahead of the ISIS advance. Joel says, and they wouldn't have done that if it was a mere 3,000 guerrillas. Leaving behind untold amounts of vehicles, weapons, and ordnance, they captured helicopters and have the pilots to fly them, and also modern artillery pieces as well. This pattern has been repeated in Tal Afar, Tikrit, and every place the ISIS has captured since Mosul. ISIS finances were certainly much improved, Joel says, with the taking of Mosul, over $1 billion, and with the capturing of the Baiji oil refinery, giving them the ability to further expand their black market oil activities. Gains for Kurdistan. The Kurds warned the Iraqi government of the threat posed by ISIS for several weeks before. And the Kurdish leadership and Peshmerga command have been on alert for
heightened
security.
Hold that thought. Our guest is Andrew Skousen. We're talking about what's going on over in Iraq, ladies and gentlemen. It's a civil war. They should let us split up into three countries. We don't want that. We don't want stability. We want to unite everything.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. Strong's Insurance salutes our American heritage and the heroes who, through their own personal sacrifice, made this country what it is today. From the veterans of foreign wars to heroes on the home front, from servicemen and women abroad to the police and fire departments and all of our American heroes, we salute you and may God bless you. This message courtesy of our good friends at Strong's Insurance in Brighton. They're always working to keep our community moving in a positive direction. Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Well, for that, I just want to add to thousands, giving it the world of courtesy for this cloud. So right ahead, Andrew. Andrew, go right ahead.
Thank you very much. Further north, the Kurds moved quickly to not only protect their border by taking over bases abandoned by the Iraqi Security Force, ISF, but to expand into areas of the disputed territories with Kurdish majorities, most notably Kirkuk. Joel says, Kirkuk has always been excluded from the semi-autonomous region awarded the Kurds in order to ensure that Iraqis control the oil up north. This always irritated the Kurdish leadership. They finally have their revenge. The collapse of Iraqi security forces before the fight led to the Kurds taking control of the Dijla regional command to the west of Kirkuk, which, ironically, was established by al-Maliki to keep the Kurds' military forces, quote-unquote, on the reservation and out of Kirkuk, where most Kurds live. Continuing the quote, following the Kurds' takeover of Iraqi positions in Kirkuk, the territorial extent of the Kurdistan region had increased by some 40% and had brought into the region virtually all of the territories they had claimed as theirs by right, the resolution of which had been legislated for in the Constitution of 2005, in Article 140, but had never been implemented by the government of Iraq. This territory included the three oil-producing domes of the Kirkuk oil field, complete with the infrastructure of the northern oil and gas industry. Joel says, but now the Kurds have an unofficial border of some 70 miles with the ISIS/Baathist-dominated areas to the south and west, which is no small problem for the future should the Sunnis conquer Iraq, which I believe is unlikely. Most likely, Iraq is going to break up into its three natural ethnic areas, made easier now because so many of the Sunnis were driven out of Baghdad during the Iraq War. Continue the quote. Kurdistan, for now, remains stable and safe, but will have much to do in order to truly secure its border against either ISIS or a post-Mosul Maliki government that has survived and then seeks to reimpose its authority, not only over Sunni areas, but in the disputed territories that the Kurds now believe are theirs. With ISIS forces already at Bakuba, an attack on Baghdad seems imminent. This can only produce a sectarian civil war of catastrophic proportions, as Baghdad is now largely Shia-populated and is home to the stronghold of several Shia militias, particularly in the northeast sector of Sadr City. It is this scenario that has led to some leaders, particularly in Kurdistan, to suggest that Iraq, quote-unquote, post-Mosul, could never recover to what it was pre-Mosul. And far from being a retrievable situation, the future of Iraq is one of conflict and division. Were Iran to play a prominent role in this process, it could have a corrosive effect on sectarian relations that are already exceptionally strained. By contrast, Iran's involvement in Afghanistan in 2001 raised almost none of these national sectarian concerns, end quote. Joel says, Without a major armed intervention with quote-unquote boots on the ground by the U.S., which is unlikely, or Iran, all the Shiites will be able to do is hold on or consolidate their positions in Baghdad. Whether or not the South will fall is still unknown, but Baghdad alone won't save a Shiite Iraq because of the oil infrastructure continues to fall, because if the oil infrastructure continues to fall to the Sunnis, the Shiite Iraq won't have any income. Here's what I think we can count on for sure, Joel says. First, the U.S. won't let Baghdad fall because of the importance of its control over the Green Zone where the embassy is located. Second, the U.S., its allies, and or Iran will help Iraq gain control over at least some of the oil infrastructure so that if the country is segregated into three ethnic areas, the Iraq sector can continue to control its part of the oil revenue. There is a movement among political circles in the U.S. and Saudi Arabia to try and replace al-Maliki with someone more willing to compromise with the Sunnis, and that looks increasingly likely as the U.S. attempts to defuse the situation without a major war effort. This from the New York Times, quote, the political leaders have been encouraged by what they see as newfound U.S. support for replacing al-Maliki with someone more acceptable to Iraq Sunnis and Kurds, as well as the Shiite majority, the official said. Joel says, but that's going to be difficult to pull off. First of all, al-Maliki runs a secular government, and the people of Baghdad don't want Islamic fundamentalism imposed upon them. So a more accommodating leader to the Sunnis can't be a fundamentalist. Second, the Sunnis are unlikely to believe any promises of compromise again. Nothing short of their own control of Iraqi government will satisfy them. The Boston Herald wrote that President Obama met with the four top congressional leaders, all of them controlled neocons, and explained that he, quote, does not need authorization from Congress for some steps he might take to quell the Islamist insurgency in Iraq, end quote. That's not surprising at all, given Obama's record of unilateral action. This from the Boston Herald, quote, Obama huddled in the Oval Office for over an hour to discuss options for responding to the crumbling security situation in Iraq with Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, House Speaker John Boehner, and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. McConnell said the president, quote, indicated he didn't feel he had any need for authority from us for steps he might take, end quote. But an administration official said it was the leaders who suggested to Obama that he already had existing authority to take action in Iraq without further congressional authorization. That's just as believable, given that these people are all yes men and women to government. The Herald ended with an outright fib, quote, Obama's decision-making on airstrikes has been complicated by intelligence gaps that resulted from the U.S. military withdrawal from Iraq in late 2011, which left the country largely off-limits to American operations, end quote. Joel says, so what are all those thousands of intelligence agents and analysts doing at the Baghdad embassy if the country is, quote, off-limits to American operatives, end quote? Even Obama's announcement that he will send 275 U.S. troops to Iraq to protect the American embassy is patently false. There are already hundreds of mercenary contractors at the embassy doing that, as well as a contingent of 100 Marine Guards. The story has even now been changed to 300, quote-unquote, advisors. Whatever their role, don't count on the government ever telling the truth about their purpose or their real number. The U.S. is temporarily moving some of its embassy people in Baghdad to consulates in Basra and Erbil, and the Iraq support unit in Amman, Jordan, another very compliant partner with the U.S. Middle East operations.
Well, I think it's so vitally important people understand what's really going on. We are occupying Iraq. We have the largest embassy there. We have thousands of people. We have thousands of military contractors. We occupy Iraq as we occupy certainly Japan. We have our forces stationed in Japan. We have our forces stationed in Germany. This is all about the world government. But they can't tell the American people that. Although we've been taken over by a subversive group that hates freedom and soon will destroy any vestiges of freedom in America, as under the name of protecting us from those wicked terrorists who are financing. Why, of course, they're monitoring everything every one of you is doing and thinking, they're watching you. Go right ahead.
That's right. Now, this on the military situation there. Obama left the door open for targeted, precise airstrikes, probably by drones, but also by fighter bombers. For this latter reason, the U.S. is beefing up its naval presence in the area, including the aircraft carrier USS George H.W. Bush, and another naval task force on its way with Osprey combat troop vertical lift transport aircraft, which are specifically designed insertion of mobile special forces. Navy F-18 reconnaissance planes are already flying photo missions over Iraq from the carrier. In addition, there are about 5,000 troops in Kuwait and various air bases in the region with U.S. Air Force jets and drones. And the U.S. has tasked Turkey to fly air combat patrols with their U.S.-supplied F-16. Secretary of State John Kerry says Washington is, quote, open to discussions, end quote, with Tehran about military cooperation, but isn't about to share intelligence with them. The U.S. doesn't want Iran to know about its capabilities and intel gathering in Iraq, since part of maintaining a U.S. base in Iraq is to target Iran someday after the U.S. takes down Assad. In fact, news came out this week that the U.S. has been training the very quote-unquote terrorists, ISIS, that are now rampaging through Iraq. According to Aaron Klein of WorldNetDaily.com, quote, members of the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, or ISIS, were trained in 2012 by U.S. instructors working at a secret base in Jordan, according to informed Jordanian officials, end quote. No surprise there. Continuing the quote, WorldNet Daily reported last week that, according to Jordanian and Syrian regime sources, Saudi Arabia has been arming the ISIS and that the Saudis are a driving force in supporting the Al-Qaeda-linked group. WorldNet Daily further reported that, according to a Shiite source in contact with a high official in the government of Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, the Obama administration has been aware for 2 months that the Al-Qaeda-inspired group that has taken over 2 Iraqi cities and is now threatening Baghdad, also was training fighters in Turkey. The source told WorldNet Daily that at least one of the training camps of the group, Iraq of the Islamic State of Iraq and the Syria, the ISIS, is in the vicinity of Incirlik Air Base near Adana, Turkey, where American personnel and equipment are located. He called Obama a quote-unquote an accomplice in the attack that are threatening the Maliki government the U.S. helped establish through the Iraq War. The source said that after training in Turkey, thousands of ISIS fighters went to Iraq by the way of Syria to join the effort to establish an Islamic caliphate subject to strict Islamic law or Sharia, end quote. Why would they be doing that while sustaining al-Maliki in power, who is cozy with Iran? Globalists always play both sides and then eventually betray one or the other or both. But Brandon Turbeville from Activist Post had this theory, which could be plausible. Quote, second and most likely is the possibility that the United States has allowed ISIS to conquer Iraqi territory so as to justify the eventual invasion of Syria in addition to the reinvasion of Iraq. Indeed, any deployment of American troops, airstrikes, or any other type of U.S. military force will necessitate a battle against ISIS inside Iraq as well as quote-unquote cross-border strikes against the organization in Syria, end quote. Joel says he may be right about using ISIS as an excuse to get into Syria, at least with airstrikes, and then establishing a no-fly zone for Syrian aircraft in the process. But I doubt if there is any intent to put American troops on the ground in either country. It's just too unpopular right now with the American public. Continuing the quote, make no mistake, however, any military action taken across the border inside Syria will not be taken for the purposes of eliminating ISIS. The truth is that such military action will be nothing more than a backdoor attempt at establishing the, quote, buffer zone that NATO so ardently desired early on in the Syrian conflict. With the establishment of this buffer zone, a new staging ground will be opened that allows terrorists such as ISIS and others the ability to conduct attacks deeper inside Syria. Joel says, I think he's probably right about that part, end quote. Well, switching to the war zone on the home front, the massive illegal influx on Mexican border is continuing, is growing. Just the very mention of the word amnesty seems to draw thousands more people to the southern U.S. border. Fox News reports correctly that there is a, quote, massive surge of illegal immigrants from Central America is currently flooding the U.S. and overwhelming border agents, end quote. And as a result of Obama's policy to keep them here rather than deport them, Joel says, a large percentage of these are children. This is a slick tactic for those promoting illegal immigration, to bring over thousands of unaccompanied minors who don't have any parents to which they can be attached. Thus, the administration can claim that this is a humanitarian crisis and justify holding the kids and caring for them while they supposedly try to find their families and friends in the U.S. rather than send them back over the border. Thus, thousands of children are being absorbed into the U.S. every year, and they are all eligible to stay under various edicts by Obama. Continuing the Fox quote, between 90,000 and 150,000 children will arrive in 2014. Leaked photos show that those who are apprehended at the border are sent to detention centers and then dumped on U.S. street corners. The Obama administration is requesting $2 billion to pay for this operation, not including the cost for food, health care, and education, end quote. Quote. Joel says, frankly, this is costing more to care for millions in custody than it would be to seal the border.
We'll be back in just a moment with Andrew Skelton here at the American Theater Center.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering our high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Brush Housing Authority in Brush takes the time to remind us that respect and care for our senior citizens should always be a priority in our society. We owe much of today's success to those people who, through hard work and sacrifice, have given our generation all the things we enjoy. During our National Older Americans Month, let's remember our seniors and wish them well. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority, where ex-director Ed wishes all our seniors a great and safe 2014.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Giving a short review of what's going on. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, America has troop stations in 130 nations. Do you think they're defending America? Of course not. The people who control both political parties, the subversive group that controls our country, is using our troops all throughout the world to bring about this one world dictatorship under their control, this one world financial system, and to destroy Christianity. And when you understand that, everything going on today makes sense. Well, before we go on, Andrew, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with World Affairs Brief, subscribe to the publication, and how they can get your dad's book to begin prepare for the very, very real possibility of a breakdown of society in America, a move towards a dictatorship here, certainly books like Strategic Relocation, or certainly building a secure home. How can people get in touch with you?
Yes, thank you very much. The best way is to go to our website, worldaffairsbrief.com. That's all one word with an S on affairs, worldaffairsbrief.com. And there they can sign up for the World Affairs Brief. It's an easy process, creating a login. It's less than $1 per brief for a year subscription. And it helps support all our efforts to analyze the news. Once they've created an account, they can also gain access to the World Affairs Brief archives, including everything that Joel has written in past briefs. And there is a link there to our other website, joelskousen.com. Joelskousen.com lists all of Joel's books, the most popular of which is Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. It has a detailed list, description of all of the major threats facing us. We try to keep it updated with every printing, and so it should stay current for you. So there's Strategic Relocation. There's also the Secure Home, which is a large book that highlights all of the information that Joel has learned during his years designing high security and self-sufficient retreats. And he has that all laid out in that book, everything from how to build a shelter and implement the air supply systems within it, to isolating a property to make it less vulnerable during a crisis. For people that want to do just a small scale renovation property, they should get the High Security Shelter. This is a small book that has a complete set of plans for a do-it-yourself project to build a room out of cinder block and concrete. You can just bring things in bag by bag, block by block, in the privacy of your own structure and build a room that will securely hold your supplies and your family during hard times. All of those books are available off of that website. If people want to call to order them, they can get those through you at Radio Liberty, right, Dr. Sam?
They can get them from us by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We suggest that people begin making preparations for very, very difficult times that are coming. Because certainly if you look at this really from a political point of view, well, you can see what's coming down the line. But remember, this is a spiritual battle. America has turned against God. America has repudiated God. America is doing everything they can to destroy Christianity, which is why they took God in prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. And I fear God is going to bring his judgment on America. Andrew, go right ahead.
Thank you. Well, we're talking about the huge influx of illegal immigrants across the southern U.S. border recently. And we are commenting that, frankly, it's costing more to care for the millions in custody than it would be to just seal the border, which, of course, they have no intention of doing. This new flood of children is beginning to take a toll on Border Patrol agents who are taken off patrol to babysit the illegal alien kids while the Obama team does nothing to deport them. Worse, many kids are sick or diseased and need medical care. Border Patrol can't even turn away kids that have gang tattoos on them, according to the Washington Times. Quote, Border Patrol officials are swamped by the number of minors crossing illegally into the United States and frustrated that they can't turn away known Mexican gang members. Chris Cabrera, vice president of the National Border Patrol Council, Local 3307 in the Rio Grande Valley, said that confirmed gang members in Mexico, including those from Mara Salvatrucha, MS-13, are coming into the country to be reunited with their families. If he's a confirmed gang member in his own country, why are we letting him in here? I've heard people come in and say, you're going to let me go, just like you let my mother go, just like you let my sister go. You're going to let me go as well, and the government's going to take care of us, Mr. Cabrera told the magazine. He said that the only way to solve the problem was to implement harsher restrictions on who can be allowed to cross. Until we start mandatory detentions, mandatory removals, I don't think anything is going to change. As a matter of fact, I think it's going to get worse. Other Border Patrol officials said that officers must treat minors with gang-affiliated tattoos the same as anybody else wishing to cross the border. Mr. Cabrera told the news agency that the Rio Grande Valley location has 9 stations. The largest facility is in McAllen, Texas, with a capacity of 275 people. Its agent sees between 700 and 1,500 people daily, end quote. Max Slavo writes correctly that the, quote, immigration endgame revealed a new law would give illegal immigrants the right to vote, collect government benefits. He says, quote, in recent weeks, tens of thousands of illegal immigrants have flooded the southern border of the United States, so much so that Border Patrol agents are overwhelmed to the point where security along the Rio Grande River has become virtually non-existent. Some insiders at Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, have even gone so far as to suggest that the entire situation has been orchestrated by the Obama administration in an effort to increase their voter base ahead of the upcoming national elections this year and in 2016.
It's all about doing away with national sovereignty, ladies and gentlemen. Understand this subversive element wants to destroy our sovereignty as a nation and unite us into this one world government, a United States of North America, a United States of Europe, United States of Africa. Until you understand this is all planned, none of it makes any sense. So much of the information that's coming through the media is something to confuse you. So you want to understand it's all to destroy sovereignty. Go ahead, Andrew.
Thank you. That allegation may seem ridiculous to supporters of amnesty legislation and immigration reform, who argue that allowing immigrants into America is a humanitarian issue. But a new legislative proposal from Democratic Senator Gustavo Rivera of New York may have just proven that. If passed, the new law would give illegal immigrants the right in New York State to not only vote in local and state elections, but they'd also enjoy many of the taxpayer-funded benefits available to American citizens. The main objective of the New York is Home Act, according to Rivera, is to integrate illegal immigrants who are estranged from participation in civic, economic, and political life. The legislation not only gives illegal immigrants the right to vote, but establishes a kind of second-tier citizenship on a state level in which illegal immigrants can apply for tuition assistance, health insurance, and driver's and professional licenses, among other benefits, end quote. Joel says, well, fortunately, the chances of such a law...
Hold the thought, Andrew. We'll be back in a moment to wrap up today's program.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water, filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742. Or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I understand. Andrew Skousen will be here for the last segment of this program. Go right ahead, Andrew.
Thank you, Dr. Pam. Well, the chances of a law such as the New York Is Home Act that is trying to give illegal immigrants tuition assistance, health insurance, voting rights, drivers and professional licenses, and other benefits isn't very likely to pass in the first go-around. But this move revealed where Democrats are headed with all this push for amnesty. And shame on Republicans for buying the argument that amnesty will help lure Latinos to their party. It won't. This is a group that will always vote with the Democrats. Well, in another story, the VA scandal is not just about the long wait time. Fox News reported that, quote, a new audit of the U.S. Veterans Administration found that 57,000 vets have waited more than 3 months after their first VA medical appointment, while an additional 64,000 never received an appointment at all after requesting one. Joel says, even worse, over 40 died due to delays in treatment. Continuing the quote, 13% of VA schedulers said their supervisors told them to falsify dates to make waiting times appear shorter so that the supervisors could receive bonuses for efficiency. The embattled Phoenix branch of the Department of Veterans Affairs apparently has paid out $10 million in bonuses during the past 3 years, far more than previously reported. The figures are sure to rile lawmakers, considering the Phoenix branch is at the heart of the current scandal over staff manipulating patient wait time records.
And let me
further investigators have found that workers covered up those lengthy wait times in order to make their internal numbers look good. In
let
turn,
me point out, this is government medicine. This is really what government medicine involves. Obama doesn't believe Obamacare is going to work. They believe it's going to fail. They want government medicine, and the Veterans Administration is an example of what government medicine is. It's rationed health care. And ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be a disaster. It's coming unless you get involved and we do away with all of these programs and we get back to individual freedom, a nation where the power of the government is limited so men can be free. Go right ahead, Andrew.
That's right, Dr. Stan. Well, further, investigators found that workers covered up those lengthy wait times in order to make their internal numbers look good, in turn triggering the copious bonuses. They increased under Regional Director Sharon Hellman, who was placed on leave after the scandal broke. Hellman herself received a bonus worth more than $9,000 in 2013, on top of her $170,000 salary, end quote. Joel says, but Hellman isn't even top tier. The real outrage is the pay schedule of the top 100 administrators and their pay schedule. We have a link in the brief to this. There are almost 90 administrators at Phoenix VA that make between $200,000 and $300,000 per year, and a dozen that make over $300,000. By comparison, the U.S. vice president makes $230,700 per year, and congressmen make $174,000. Associate Justice, U.S. Supreme Court, $213,900. Well, switching to another part of the world, the EU-Ukraine natural gas war. It is now obvious to the EU that Russia can squeeze them for natural gas anytime it wants. And while Europe is still in complete denial about Russia's ultimate hostile intentions, various European nations are starting to think hard about finding alternatives to the natural gas from Gazprom. Joel says, while I don't think there will ever be any real sanctions against Russian trade, unless Putin is stupid enough to start an open invasion of Ukraine, harsh sanctions that would displace Gazprom from the European energy market would leave Europe with no quick option for replacement gas. There are other gas fields coming online, particularly in Cyprus and elsewhere, but they are still several years away. The U.S. is eager to supply Europe with liquefied compressed natural gas, but it is much more expensive than the bargain prices the EU is getting from Russia. Gazprom shut off Ukraine gas last week, but Ukraine has enough in storage to last through the fall. Slovakia is also reselling its cheap Russian gas to Ukraine in order to boost Ukraine's reserves in case the dispute lasts into the winter, where gas consumption normally triples. Russia claims that Slovakia has no rights to resell the gas, and I expect Russia will threaten sanctions on Slovakia if it continues to shuttle gas to Ukraine. The big question in Europe is who is paying Slovakia for their gas. Ukraine doesn't have the money, so the EU must be backing up Ukraine and making promises about future payments, promises no one wants to openly talk about. My source in Eastern Europe talked about the row that this is causing in EU-Russian relationships, and also about the politics of inter-European defense pacts. He says, quote, as it is now, the Czechs and Slovaks have decent relations with Russia, and the Czechs at least want to maintain the middle ground. Comparably, the Slovaks are much more enthusiastic puppies of the EU. They enthusiastically jumped into the euro currency, and this is another example of a good lapdog. The Czechs are much more reticent and stubborn. However, the Czechs and Slovaks have a joint pact to defend each other's skies, and then add the Visegrad 4, defense pact between Poland, Hungary, Czech Republic, and Slovakia, and the plot thickens. Just last evening, the old guard Slovak communists were on Slovak news saying the Russians will react when they find out. Well, if it was on the news, the Russians already know it, and later everyone will say the Russians are picking on a small country, end quote. Joel says he's got a point. Slovakia is a good candidate to play the role as the, quote, small vulnerable helper, end quote. If the Russians cut off gas to Slovakia for helping out Ukraine, this would make Russia look like the bad guy. While Russia doesn't care in the long run what the West thinks, for now Russia still wants to avoid appearing as the aggressor. Russia doesn't hold all the gas cards either. She needs European exports to finance Russia's declining economy and high military procurement budget, a lot of which is foreign, like French combat ships. Although Russia has just signed a long-term contract with China for gas, that's several years off because of the pipeline construction. And the agreed-upon price is rumored to be very low, befitting Chinese negotiating habits. Meanwhile, the Ukraine war drags on. This, according to the Economist. Quote, the Ukrainian crisis, which has slid into a nasty and increasingly bloody civil war of late, took a small step backwards to possible de-escalation. After talking to Vladimir Putin, his Russian counterpart, Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko declared a unilateral...
We're out of time, Andrew. We're out of time. Talk to you again next week at the same time.
Bye.
Bye-bye. God bless.
Thank you.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Hydro Resources Rocky Mountain offers their heartfelt thanks to the courageous men and women who made the ultimate sacrifice to secure the blessings of freedom we enjoy here at home. Prayers of strength to those still in harm's way, and here's to a safe and speedy return home. That important reminder brought to you by John Taylor and the family and staff at Hydro Resources Rocky Mountain at 13027 County Road in Fort Lupton. For more information, call them at 303-857-4171. That's 303-857-4171 for Hydro Resources Rocky Mountain. Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Did you see the size of that commission?
That certainly was a large commission.
Where's the gold?
It's a very, very big commission.
Where's the gold?
At your typical gold dealer, you get a lot less gold, and they get a lot more commission. At Patriot, we provide you with more gold and silver with what we like to call the single-digit markup. At Patriot, you get more gold for less.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592.
Well, I'd like to stand back here to wrap up this morning's program, and you must understand that America has been taken over. It was taken over many years ago by a subversive unit, very, very slowly, very quietly. These people are neither right nor left. They're very, very wealthy. They control the six major banks. They control 67% of all the financial assets of America. Most of the major corporations, suddenly they have their people planted within the military, and they work through the CFR, the Trilateralists, the Masons, the Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove. But they are a subversive element dedicated to world government and energized by evil. And when you begin to understand that, you can see what's really going on in the world today and why we have troops stationed in 130 nations. And they say they're defending America. No, they're not defending America. They're using America's military and financial power to dominate the world. And once you begin to see things clearly, why, hopefully, you'll be willing to commit yourself in this battle for the survival of Christian civilization. Because believe me, these people will destroy Christianity, and they will destroy the vast majority of the population of this nation, just as they have in other nations throughout the world. It's only a matter that right now they need America. They need our financial and military support to carry out their truly diabolical, a demonic program of a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and the destruction of Christianity. Well, if you're out there and you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Quite frankly, we need your help to maintain our network of stations 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. But we are reaching people, and more people are beginning to see what's going on and certainly telling others. And that's your job, is to tell others on a regular basis. And then, of course, to get involved locally, make sure that we have legal voting, because they can break any one of our electronic voting machines. And your job is, of course, to get involved with your local political organizations. You can't sit on the sidelines. The other people work 24 hours a day. And you can't certainly maintain freedom by doing nothing or occasionally voting. We've got to support people who believe in our Constitution. Expose those hypocrites who do not. And you can get involved. You must get involved if you value freedom. If you value your family, if you value values of what we have here, why join us in this epic struggle for the survival of Christian civilization? Can we survive? The question is, are enough Americans who care? Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com, where you can watch some of our DVDs, or you can read our newsletters, you can listen to our radio.